It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, everyone. I am your host, George Williams, and this is The George Williams Show. Our number here is 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106, and you can send us a text at that same number. If you know of anyone who wants to listen to the show, they could do it over the internet, folks, and the internet, they can get us at fmtalk1065.com, fmtalk1065.com, and you can hear us all over the world, because we are available, folks. We are available. We have so much to talk to, and we're going to have a special guest at the beginning of our second half, and she will be Miss Kathy Morlock. She's the chairman of the Baldwin County Republican Executive Committee, and she's got a lot to tell us what they're doing over in Baldwin County. So we look forward to talking with Kathy Morlock, the chairman. As you know, we have 67 counties in Alabama, and each county we have an executive committee, and I think the Democrats do also, although they don't need them because they don't do anything. They're zeros over there. But she is with Baldwin County, and we have Escambia County, Mobile County, and Montgomery County, and Jefferson County. So we have a representative as a chairman and executive members. And then we also have this state executive membership, which is made up of all of those counties, okay? As a matter of fact, a few weeks ago, we had our winter meeting in Birmingham, and we had close to 500 folks there. So it was very good, very good. All right, folks, what's happening? So much is happening. I look at the border, and finally, you know, the Supreme Court come out. It wasn't a full court. It was just a couple of justices that says the state of Texas can initiate, stop, and arrest those individuals who are crossing the border illegally. That's a crime, folks. That's a crime. So, but the Biden administration is fighting them. They're fighting them. They're saying you should not get involved in this illegal border crossing activities. Only the federal government can do it, which is a bunch of crap, folks, a bunch of crap. So at least for now, they can do it. And I think the procedure is, once they see someone breaking the law coming across the border, which is a violation of law, okay, then they can take that person and take that person to a local judge and throw them back on the other side of the border. Finally. And so congratulations, Governor Abbott in Texas. We need the other. I know we're not going to get it from California, as you know. California, Tijuana, you know, they're right on the border also. Arizona is the same thing. So I don't know if this ruling, normally when the Supreme Court makes a ruling like that, or a few justices from the Supreme Court, it applies to all the states. So hopefully that will apply in Arizona. Okay. Those border places. Louisiana, also, that's a border state. No, it's not a border state, but it's on the water. It's on the ocean. So let's stop the flow of illegals coming to our country, folks. I mean, it's totally unbelievable. And I was watching the news, not the Clinton News Network, a.k.a. Clinton, CNN, or MSLSD, which is a.k.a. MSNBC. I was watching, and they were talking about the Chinese, the way they're buying up property in America. Folks, we cannot go to China and buy property, okay? We cannot do that. And the people are getting angry. It's about time they get angry and protest against that. Now, you know, we talk about Burisma, and we're talking about all of the other Biden, the family, all the money they've gotten from China and from all of these foreign countries. The big question is, how compromised is the Biden? How compromised with China? It's totally unbelievable. And the House right now has proven that this family has gotten, the Biden family has gotten a lot of money from those countries, okay? And why are the Bidens, this administration, so set on preventing the states from enforcing the immigration law? Why? Why? Is it because they've been compromised? They've gotten all that money? Why are we allowing the Chinese to buy up all of this property in America around military locations, farming property, folks, farming property? So if the House and Senate wants to do something, they should put restrictions on this. And they can do it. They can do it. Okay? Now you got the Chinese taking us to court. I mean, the same way with this TikTok. This TikTok, folks, it's in the name of an individual, but it's run by the Chinese Communist Party and the government. Okay, all of that information that they are gathering from TikTok is being put in computers over there. And let's say someone, they've got information about someone with this person, that person, and they run for office or they want to do something for the good of the government. And then what happens? The Chinese come back and say, oh, we got this information against this person, okay? And they'll use it as blackmail. So you individuals out there who are on TikTok, you should get off immediately, okay? Because they are collecting information from you. The Chinese are. The Chinese. And they're doing the same thing in Africa. They're doing the same thing in South America. They're doing the same thing in Asia. They are up to no good. And they're coming across the border, folks. They're coming off across the border with money, with a lot of money. And these are military age individuals. They're coming from Iran, who's an enemy of America. They're coming from Russia, who is an enemy of America. They're coming from Turkey, who's an enemy of America. They're coming from Syria, from Lebanon, from Egypt, which is the headquarters of the Muslim Brotherhood. These people are all coming. They're here, folks. They're here. And now, which I said this several times before, we concentrate on the southern border, but the northern border is just as bad. The Canadians allow anyone to come into their country, and they allow you to leave. And I would suppose that 80-85% of those individuals who land in Canada will somehow make their way to America. You can see that in Minnesota. You can see that in Michigan. Okay? Which has very, very large Muslim communities. And where did they come from? They came across the Canadian border. All right? My little city where I grew up when I was 10, I left. I was born in Mobile. I left this area. We went to Paterson, New Jersey. Okay? And look at Paterson, New Jersey now. It's taken over by the Muslims. It's a large Muslim community. As a matter of fact, five times a day, they call the sign of prayer on loudspeakers all over the city of Paterson. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I would have never imagined that happened. Never, folks. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks. We are back. We are back, and we are on a mission. We are on a mission. Folks, it is totally unbelievable what these Democrats are doing to our country. I mean, it is horrible, folks. Really, really, really horrible. And we need to do something about it. And the only thing we could do is to get out and vote. Get out and vote. That's all over America. All over America. And we see there's an election today in five cities. And Trump and Biden doing well. They're the only ones in the race right now, practically. So we need to get out and vote. Now, we have two primary runoffs for Congressional District 2. We have two Democrats in the runoff and two Republicans. And that would be in April. I believe it's, Philip, when is it, April 15th or 16th, somewhere around there. We're going to have the runoff between those two candidates and those four candidates. And then two of them will run for the congressional seat. That was District 2. And that was a court procedural redistricting. And I don't think it's over yet. I think the state of Alabama will appeal it. And I think it will be reversed. Now, until it does be reversed, we have to participate. So, Mr. Brubaker and Miss, what was her name? I feel Dobson. Caroline Dobson. She was on this show last week, and they're in the runoff. And you have Michael Figures and someone else running for on the Democratic side. So whomever wins on those two sides, they will be facing each other. Now, I believe, folks, that the Republicans will take that seat, whichever one of our candidates. I believe that. At least I hope it. But it sounds like we have a good chance for that seat. And that was the seat that Barry Moore gave up. And Barry defeated Jerry Call. So he's in a minor runoff against a Democrat for District 1. So we're awaiting the runoffs and see who. And also up in District 7, we have Robin Leidinger. She's running against the incumbent Democrat, Terry Sewell. So you Republicans in those areas and you Democrats, you make sure you vote in November to get Ms. Sewell out of there. She is a zero, in my opinion. She's a Democrat, and she's a zero. So these are the things we have to do, folks. It is so, so, so important. And then I'm going to talk about some of the other events that are happening. But this this border event with that the Biden administration is trying to prevent Texas from enforcing. This is serious. Folks, I worked the border for like 3 years when I was an agent. And let me tell you, I would not want to work there now, you know, because the those folks who are coming across the border, I don't think I could stand there and watch them come across the border and not do anything. And that's the way the federal law enforcement look at it. They are very upset with what's happening at the border. And you know who started that? Obama, folks. Obama started letting all of those illegals in. As a matter of fact, I saw a video the other day, and I'm trying to find it, where they interviewed Obama, and he's saying that, in his opinion, all those illegals should be made legal so they can vote. I mean, I couldn't believe I was listening. I was hearing what he was saying. He feels they should be able to vote. I mean, this is unbelievable. And for those states that don't have ID to vote, something is wrong with you. Everyone should have an ID. And these lies about not being able to get ID, that's all they are lying, folks. Anybody can get ID. Anybody can get ID in every state. But the Democrats are using that as an excuse. And now some of these sanctuary cities, they want to allow illegals to vote in their local elections. The Constitution says only American citizens are allowed to vote in any election. Any. So Republicans, keep an eye out. Keep an eye out. Because if you know of anyone who's not a U.S. citizen, report it. Report it. Okay? Now, when I say U.S. citizen, I don't mean those that have an I-151 card. Okay? That's an immigration card which shows that you're legally in this country. They get that. Okay? The only time you are allowed to vote is when you put your hands up and swear to allegiance as an American. That is it. But not an I-151 card. That won't do it. That means you're a legal alien in this country. You're not a U.S. citizen. Not yet. Not yet. So that's what they mean by that. And that's very important, folks. That's very important. And to issue even someone with an I-151 card, they get issued a driver's license. Now, when you show that driver's license, that doesn't mean you're allowed to vote. You're not a U.S. citizen yet. You're not a U.S. citizen. So the problem is a lot of Democrats are working the polls, and especially in the urban setting. Working these polls, are they allowing people to vote that are not legalized to vote, not legal? I would say yes. I would say yes. So that we have to keep an eye out on. We have to keep an eye on it. But that's all I'm going to say about voting. Why is the NAACP, why is it that they are advocating ID? Don't need ID. You don't need ID. But yet and still, when the NAACP have their meetings, guess what? They require ID. You have to show them identification. You have to show them. So if you have to show the NAACP identification, why shouldn't you show identification to vote? To verify that you are a U.S. citizen. Why? And The next question is, someone asked me this question. Should illegals be allowed to drive? No, hell no. No, once they get an ID, a driver's license, they can use that to vote. Okay, they should not be allowed to drive in America. First of all, some of them never had a bicycle. And you put them behind a car? Are you kidding me? And another very disturbing thing to me is so many of these illegals are running with the law. Okay? Some are being charged with murder. Some are being charged with rape. All different types of offenses. What do you do with them? What do you do with them? Some of them, I've heard in New York City and the urban cities, they've been arrested 4, 5, 6, 10 times. 10 times. They let them out. They commit another crime. This is not fair to the American citizens, folks. It's not fair. Not fair. All right, next topic. Georgia. Fannie Willis, the district attorney there. Now the judge is running like a rat, okay? He allowed Fannie to stay in office in spite of all the evidence against her and Nathan Wade. I mean, it's totally unbelievable. I listened to Alan Dershowitz, you know, the prominent eminence attorney, and he said it is so pitiful that the Judge McAfee, now he was appointed by the governor a couple of years ago, he's running in a heavily Democratic county for re-election as a Republican in that Democratic county. He's going to lose the election, but I think the judge tried to save his behind and soft step, and allowed Fannie to stay in office. Okay, this is not going to work, folks, because the Trump people are very smart, and they know that there are other avenues that they could take. She should not be the prosecutor. She should not. They lied on the witness stand. She, Bradley, and Wade, all three of them, lied on the witness stand. They perjured themselves. Intimidation of a witness. Folks, I don't see how they can pursue this case against President Trump. And to me, they won't be able to. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, folks. We are on a mission. We are on a mission. And this is the George Williams Show. Our number here is 251-343-0106. And I would like right now, folks, to present the chairman of the Baldwin County Republican Executive Committee, Mrs. Kath Morlock. How you doing?
Hey, George. I'm good. How are you?
Great. I'm so good. So glad you're on. Now, tell the folks what you're doing in Baldwin County right now.
Well, right now, the Executive Committee is concentrating on the general election. We're past the primary, and we are focusing on the general election right now to make sure that we get all our Republican nominees appointed to office.
Now, tell our audience what the Executive Committee what it is and what they're doing, what we're doing.
Okay. the Baldwin County Republican Party Executive Committee is the governing body of the Republican Party in Baldwin County. Mm-hmm. We qualify candidates, and we make sure that once the nominees are past the primary, we totally get behind our Republican nominees for the general election. That's our mission.
Right. And also, we do have a lot of other offices in that come in from our county, correct?
Are you talking about the other... Yes, the offices that are up for election, yes, we have several.
Right, and not only that, but we have the from the smallest to the largest. We have district judges, we have county commissioners, we have state representatives, quite a few seats in the county.
Yeah, and school board. We have a school board
right.
Election. Going on right now, a nominee for that. I don't think there is a Democrat opposition to our school board position, and most of our primary nominees do not have opposition in the general election. Now, we do have opposition for the Congressional District 1 seat that Barrymore won. Mm-hmm. He does have a Democrat opponent going into the general election.
Right, right. And now, Baldwin County is considered, from what I've heard, one of the number one counties, Republican counties in Alabama. How do we keep that going?
Yes, we are definitely very red in Baldwin County, and the way we keep that going is to make sure that we are engaging Republican voters and in our county, and we do that by making sure that we have all of our voters registered to vote. That's a very important thing. And make sure that they're engaged in the process of nominating and then voting in our candidates in November.
Right. Right. What are we doing to prepare for the November election?
Well, you know, that's a good question. We know now that the mainstream media is not our friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that in Baldwin County, as in most of the country, Republicans need to rally together to get our nominees elected in the general election. And I feel like it's very much a grassroots effort because the mainstream media is not our friend and they're not going to do anything to help us. We can see what happened with Trump's bloodbath comment that got very misconstrued. And so we have to engage Republicans and conservative people to get involved in our county and in our state to make sure that our message is out there and that we engage our voters and that we get them to the polls. It's very important that we get people to the polls mm-hmm. in November so that they can vote our nominees into office.
Right, right. How does one become a member of the Baldwin County Executive Committee?
Well, the Baldwin County Republican Party is very easy to join. You can go to www.baldwincountygop.org and join the party. It's only $15 for an individual and $25 for a couple. And that will get Baldwin County people engaged in the process in Baldwin County. We will be holding Republican events. We will be having Republican headquarters in both Foley and the Eastern Shore, mm-hmm. where voters can come in or people can come in and pick up yard signs, bumper stickers, buy T-shirts, cups, and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a member of the Baldwin County Republican Party, We will also be sending out information to you that keeps you up to date on what's going on politically in Baldwin County, the state, and the nation.
Okay. Now, Baldwin County has monthly meetings, or semi-monthly meetings. How often do you meet, and where?
The Baldwin County Republican Party Executive Committee meets every other month at the Robertsdale City Hall in Robertsdale. And the next meeting is May the 18th at 10 o'clock at the Robertsdale City Hall. That is our executive committee meeting. We encourage anyone to come and listen in to the business meeting of the Baldwin County Republican Executive Committee. We almost always have an elected official or a candidate possibly, or someone from the community speak about what's going on in the county and the state house meeting. So it's a great opportunity for voters to listen in and to learn what's going on in the county and the state.
Right. So we encourage folks to get involved with the county executive committee, correct?
Absolutely.
Right. Now, once again, can you give us the info regarding where they can go on the internet to get involved?
Yes. They can go to BaldwinCountyGOP.org. That's our website. And from the website, you can learn about what's going on in the Baldwin County Republican Party. And you can also pay your membership dues there and, sign up for newsletters and other event notifications that are going on around the county.
Right. All right. That sounds pretty good. Kathy Morlock, who is the chairman of the Baldwin County Republican Party Executive Committee. What else do you have for our audience, Kathy?
Well, thank you, George, for having me on. I just encourage everyone to join the party and join the fight. It is a fight, and we know that this is a very important election, maybe the most important election of our lifetime coming up in November, and we need all hands on deck. So join the party and join the fight.
All right. All right, Kathy, thank you very much. We're going to have you on some more because our audience needs to know this.
Right. Thank you, George.
All right. Thank you. Kathy Morlock, folks. She is a chairman of the Baldwin County Republican Party Executive Committee, and we appreciate her coming on to let you know what's going on in Baldwin County, because we are considered, folks, the number one Republican county in Alabama. I think we need to get more people involved, definitely more people involved. This last election, all over the state, I think we only had like 21% participation in the primary election. That won't do it, folks. That will not do it. And the Democrats had less, okay? We did have more than the Democrats. So that won't do it. We need to get everybody for the general election. We want on the Republican side. Democrat side, we don't care if it's zero, okay? But on the Republican side, we need 100%. All right. And like Kathy Morlock said, we need to get people, help them get to the polls. I think this is so very important. Help them get to the polls. And the same thing with other counties, Mobile County, Washington County, Escambia County. They're all doing the same thing. And they know the importance of this upcoming election in November. First of all, in Baldwin, in Mobile County, in District 2, which is part of Mobile, we have runoff elections. Two people on the Democratic side, two folks on the Republican side. And then whoever wins that on each side will face each other for the November election. Okay, so that's very important. Very, very, very important. So we appreciate Kathy coming on. She is the chairman of the Baldwin County Republican Executive Committee, and it's very important. And there are other activities that we're going to be involved in all over the state. And we'll try to put it out over the air so that if you want to participate, But the best thing to do is to go on to the website, and you can find out what's going on. Mobile County is the same thing. Or you can go on the state website. You can go on to the state website and find out what's going on. So you can be involved, because a lot of people, they don't know when the meetings occur, but they don't take the interest to look on the web. Everything is on the web, folks. Everything is on the internet. Okay? So if you want to get involved, look on the internet, BaldwinCountyGOP.org, Mobile County GOP, Washington County GOP, Escambia County GOP, okay? The Alabama GOP for the state. You can find out what you want, what you want. And I think that that's very important. All right. What else are we going to talk about, Phillips? We've got a couple more things to talk about here. And I think that's important that we get these out. Now, there was the Congress had hearings today on Afghanistan. And what a sad situation. Those generals that were there, especially Milley, okay, and the Secretary of Defense. I mean, what a shame. What a disaster. Those weapons that we lost, that we left there, folks, we know they're going to be used against us in the future overseas. Billions and billions of dollars of weapons. And guess what? It means nothing to these people, to this administration. It means nothing. And the saddest thing about this whole situation is the saddest thing. When we Republicans start talking about it, the Democrats don't want to hear it. They do not want to hear. They don't want to hear nothing negative about this administration. This is sad. And when we come back after our break, we'll get into this, how the voters, especially Democratic voters, have seen through this, and they are not going to be voting. At least the younger version are not going to be voting for this Biden administration. I mean, it's sad. It's very, very sad. So when we talk about it, they don't want to hear it. They start talking about Trump. How the hell are you going to talk about Trump? He's been out of office almost 3 years. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. I am George Williams, and we are on a mission. We are on a mission. Before the break, I was talking about the situation with the voters, especially the minority voters, okay? It is totally unbelievable how the pendulum has swung around, okay, from the Democrats to the Republicans by black voters. Unbelievable. And young voters. Okay, let's listen to Dick Morris talk about that.
In politics, as in physics, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And the enormous increase in the votes of young women for Biden because of Roe v. Wade reversal is now having its counter in a big increase in young men voting for Trump, essentially for similar reasons. The reason they're voting for Trump is not particularly abortion, that doesn't poll as very important to young men, but the general anti-male attitude that they perceive in society. They think that they're being punished, as one poll question put it, for acting like men. And there's a feeling that from the transsexual movement to gender change to participating in female sports, that there is a strong anti-male bias increasingly in our government and in our society. For example, affirmative action stresses women but does really nothing for men. And the male vote, particularly the young male vote, is reacting against that. Trump now leads among men under the age of 30 by 51 to 41. And wins in virtually every age group for men. Among women, he loses badly among people under 30 by 21 points. But after 30, it about evens out. So a big part of Trump's gain in the last couple of months, where he's now at a six-point lead, has been a backlash among young men about the increasingly woke, anti-male, pronoun-changing society that we live in.
All right, folks, Dick Morris, and you heard what he was talking about, young male voters. And it just so happened yesterday, I went to this printing shop to have something printed on one of my shirts for an upcoming cabaret that we're having in Spanish Fort at the end of the month. And this businessman, who's a black man, and I was talking to him, and my cousin had some work done for the minority GOP at his place. So he knew me, but I really didn't know him. And he was talking about his support for Trump and the Republican Party. And he also mentioned to me his minister, who is very much so supporting Trump. Okay? Now, I didn't know that this guy was a Republican. And when we have our next county meeting, I will take him there. And he said, oh, yeah, I want to come. So this is what we're running into, folks. It's totally unbelievable. All these folks, and I've met others in Baldwin, in Mobile County, in Washington County, blacks I'm talking about, who are Republicans. But remember what I said numerous times prior to this telecast. Quite a few blacks that live in the black communities, they are afraid to say they're Republicans. Okay? I've even had a couple blacks that tell me, you better watch yourself. You better watch yourself. You know, people know you're a Republican. And, oh, that only makes me angry, folks. So I purposely advertised that I am a black Republican, okay? I purposely did that, you know, because I'm not going to be frightened because somebody don't like that I'm a Republican. You're not going to frighten me. You're going to make me angry, and you don't want to do that. So this is what black folks face who live in the black community. This is what they face. Now, let me give you another example. In the primary a couple of weeks ago, this black female went to this area to vote, and she said she wanted a Republican ballot. And they looked at her. Oh, you know. She said, yes, I want a Republican ballot. They do not want to give blacks Republican ballots. They think that blacks should have a Democrat ballot. That's why I talked to the probate judge and said, look, you should be very careful at who you hire to put on the desk. I call them receptionists. When you go into the voting booth, you see normally two people there. One, they ask for your ID, and the other one give you the ballot. Once that one with the ID say, okay. You have to be very careful, folks, who you put there. Especially when in our Republicans' counties. You have to be very careful. These Democrats who are working, some of them who are working for the probate, is also working for the candidates. So you have to be very, very careful. But I am so enthused at the number of blacks who are saying they will not vote for the Biden administration. Why should you? And you Democrats out there who are, especially the older Democrats, because I've met quite a few, and they are staunch Democrats. Oh, Biden, you start asking them, what have Biden done? Then they start talking about Trump. What the hell is wrong with you? Trump is out of office. He's been out for almost 3 years. It's Biden. Biden's in office. Harris is in office. What is wrong with these people? And then you look at the Jewish folks. Look at Schumer, who is Jewish. And what he said the other day on the Senate floor about Netanyahu and the Israelis. He's calling for new elections to get Netanyahu out of office in Israel. This, and while they're at war, folks, they are in a war with those idiots over there. They're at a war. And he's calling for elections to get rid of. Folks, Israel did not cause this war. Hamas, the Palestinians, caused it. Okay? You can call them by name, whatever they are, Hamas, Hezbollah, they're still Muslims. Okay? And now that they're getting their behind kicked, you know, innocent people are going to die. People can get out of the way, folks. Israel is allowing them to get out of the way. Okay? Out of harm's way. They just hit the Al-Sharif hospital again. They found weapons. They found the head of the military, the so-called military police. They killed him. They killed quite a few. Now, they raided the hospital. Now, if you raid an installation and you started getting outgoing fire is coming out of that building, you're going to do what? You're going to fire in it. So Israel has proven that these people have retaken that hospital, but not anymore. They killed about 20 of them. And you see all of these young men walking around. What they do, folks, they take off of their uniforms. They take off their uniforms. And then they try to sneak, okay? Because they're being defeated. So I call on the Israelis, don't listen to the Biden administration. Get rid of Hamas now. If not, you're going to have to do it again. And how many people will die? Okay? Get rid of them. Don't stop. Only stop when they have completely been defeated. As a U.S. Marine Corps grunt, infantryman, we call a grunt, 0311. Don't stop, folks. Get rid of them. Vietnam was a political war that we were involved in. Okay? It was horrible because the politicians got involved and some of the other wars. So what I say to the Israelis, go kick their behind, get rid of them for good, for once and for all. All right, folks, we'll be right next week. Until then, Vicon Dales, everyone.